the critical thing is to name someone who would speak for you if you could not speak for yourself, and to be sure that you have had a good conversation with that person about the things that you would want and the things that you would not want.
And we know, even with older people who have had health problems, even they oftentimes are not going to have the form that's needed. What keeps people from putting such a directive in place?
You know, I think that primarily there's this underlying issue of our anxiety in talking about death, that we tend to not want to talk about it, or to imagine that, you know, we can talk about it later because there will be time for that. I also think that people say, my loved one knows me, they would know what I want, which is often not true because it's such a particular situation that people get in, and they don't know what is desired one way or another. I've heard couples in my office who are talking about this who will say, well, I didn't know that would be what you would want. There's some people who feel like talking about death and putting these matters in writing might create the opportunity for it to happen, that it's just not good luck. So there are various reasons about it. But I think particularly in this pandemic situation, we are made aware of just how important it is for us to have these vital conversations.
You know, these are strange times, so do you have any advice to calm those who are worried about their parents, they're worried about their jobs and their retirement accounts?
You know, I think that one of the ways that we can find some sense of calm is to do those things over which we have control. And so follow the precautions that we've been given. Distance ourselves physically, but not socially, by contacting people we know who might need to hear from us, or by sending cards. And of course, if you're a person of faith, to pray, or if you're a person of goodwill, to send good energy to those who are suffering and in need. I think we're all in this together, and the more we can care for each other, the better we'll be able to navigate it.
I'm just curious, are you on the front lines? Are you still going in and visiting with people?
I am, as requested, and had just this past week been with a patient. And one of the things that is assuring about being a hospice worker is that we still are allowed to go in. And I felt like I was the face of the family and the heart of the family in visiting with this particular person.
Right, because they can't, I guess, depending on where they are, the families can't even see them now.
Right. There's a great deal of restriction, and understandably so, around congregate living places. And so it is true that family members are not allowed in until active dying.
Yeah. Well, Reverend, thank you so much for the work you're doing and for letting us know what we can do to make our lives a little bit easier right now.
Well, thank you so much. And we hope people will take seriously the need to do advanced care planning. And I thank you for this opportunity to talk about it.